I'm not a big fan of calorie tracking in general, right? Because I think that that doesn't tell the whole story. Because, and one of the things is nutrients, macronutrients, you know the macronutrients, fat, protein, and carbohydrate, but there's also micronutrients, mm-hmm. vitamins, phytochemicals. All of these contribute to your health. And so I think it's a great idea to track also those chemicals. Here's an app. I like this app. It's called Wholesome.
Yeah, I like that one.
And what I love about it is it's whole food focused. Now, one of the things I'm trying to do is eat less processed food. In other words, my mung beans don't come with a barcode. So this is great because it lets you pick by color or style. So, oh, I had some leafy greens the other day. Okay, what were they? And here's pictures. Ah, I had a Savoy cabbage. Okay, and here you want to talk about 1. Micronutrients.
1.9% riboflavin.
Look at all this. This is how many calories, of course, 4 calories in one cup, but also much beta carotene. I don't even know what quercetin is. Manganese, iron, phosphorus. All of these micronutrients, lutein, lutolin, vitasoferol, all of these things are things sometimes people want to keep track of. So this is great because you are now keeping track of even more. And if you're, you know, deficient in iron, for instance, you're anemic, this might be something very valuable. Folate is great if you're pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. So these are things you want to keep track of. And it's nice they have some tips about the food, including the for a diabetic, very important information, the glycemic index, pesticide risk. For instance, this particular kind of lettuce is a very high risk. It absorbs pesticides. So they recommend, if you can, eat organic, you'll be better off. And how to store it, how to prepare it, how to eat it. I love the colors. I just love how this looks. So this is if you're eating whole foods, and that's why they call it Wholesome. And it makes it very easy to quickly drill down and see what's going on with the food you're eating, record it as well. And then there's also My Foods. So if you have an account with them, you could add your own foods to this, which is great.
And so you just click, tap, eat, and then it records it.
Yeah. So. Don't you? I mean, a calorie counting is not a lot of fun.
No.
But the idea
of
quickly saying, that's the wrong button. If I ate this, I'd have to keep creating an account, which I haven't done on this machine. But it's a great way to do it.